listening to the Bible 126 show.
Are aliens real? There is a growing number of people that hold the belief that one day we will find life on other planets. There have been such projects like the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, SETI, that scan the heavens with powerful radio telescopes, listening for signals from intelligent aliens in order to establish this possibility. In fact, there are many people who have claimed to have real-life encounters. We can see this by the countless number of alien abduction stories, and some who even worship what they believe to be aliens. Meanwhile, many Christians have taken side with science and technology and have bought into the idea of extraterrestrial alien life. But the question remains, is this idea really biblical? As believers, we are to constantly examine every matter in light of Scripture before we believe them. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." We have all heard of UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Some argue that UFOs and aliens are real, and that they have been visiting our planet, Earth, throughout our history. In fact, some people believe that aliens are even here today, and that they're vastly more advanced than us. There are numbers of things people have seen and assume them to be aliens or UFOs, such as satellites, planes, and sky lanterns. However, people who argue in support of aliens and UFOs' existence point out some unusual characteristics displayed by what they called UFOs that don't fit with any known terrestrial technology or phenomena that others have claimed to be aliens. Some of those unusual characteristics they pointed out have been extreme speeds, impossible changes of direction that defy the laws of physics, that is, speeding in one direction and then suddenly changing to another at a sharp angle without any slowing down, and also blinking in and out as though a fluctuating light switching on and off. The rise in the belief and interest in UFOs and UAPs can be linked to the U.S. government acknowledging sightings of UAPs. A pair of top defense intelligence officials in May 2022 laid out the federal government's efforts to collect data about unidentified aerial phenomena at the first public hearing Congress has held on UFOs in more than 50 years. The Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, Scott W. Bray, said that since the release last year of a report by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, a task force responsible for studying the phenomena said its database has grown to approximately 400 reports of unidentified objects. Bray said they've received a rise in reports because people have become more comfortable in sharing these encounters seen in the sky. Now, the question is, as a believer, should I believe in aliens? Scripturally, there is no record of aliens' existence. The earth belongs to the Lord and its fullness, the world and all that dwell in it, according to Psalm 24:1. The account of how God created the universe is recorded in Scripture. We believe that there are planetary bodies, the stars, the moon, and the sun, plus other heavenly bodies. All these are scriptural. But to say there is an advanced life in another world, or planet, or what have you, is against scriptural truth. Psalm 115:16 says, "The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men." We cannot hold on to an assertion that the Scripture does not support. We believe the Bible because it is true. Although the Bible reveals that there is extraterrestrial life, it does not speak of aliens on any other planet. The extraterrestrial life the Bible speaks of is not such that science and philosophical reasoning presents to us. The Bible does not speak of aliens who live on faraway planets. It only speaks of celestial powers over this present darkness, spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Some have taken this passage to mean that there is another life somewhere in the universe. Meanwhile, Paul was not speaking of physical beings here, but wicked eternal spirits which are in constant spiritual warfare with believers. I personally believe that what people are encountering as aliens are really these demonic spirits deceiving people and masquerading as aliens. There is no doubt that there are some unexplainable and strange events that do happen in the sky, and that some people experience abnormal things. But rather than these events being alien in origin, they are more likely to be spiritual, and more specifically, demonic in origin. The Bible makes it clear that the earth was formed for habitation, and the other cosmic bodies were created for signs, seasons, days, and years. There is no mention in the Bible of Jesus having to go to another planet in order to save another race of beings. He came to Earth because this is the only designated planet where life exists. Due to theories such as Darwin's theory of evolution, many people believe that life exists outside of Earth. In Charles Darwin's book, On the Origins of Species, published in 1859, he describes how organisms evolve over generations through the inheritance of physical or behavioral traits. So many people have been taught to believe that life evolves over a long period of time into complex organisms, and that if it happened here on Earth, it could happen elsewhere in the universe. However, the Bible gives a clear account of how mankind was created. Mankind did not evolve. Mankind did not transform. Mankind was created by God. I have no monkeys in my genealogy, and neither do you. We were never once apes. God intentionally created you in His image. We did not begin as some random organism that then transferred into a being that can think, feel, and love. God created us. Isaiah 45:18 tells us God's intention of making the earth. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it and created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. With this passage in view, the notion of alien life does not align well with Scripture. The earth is unique. God designed it for inhabitation, while the other planets have an entirely different purpose than that which the earth is created to fulfill. Therefore, they are designed to function uniquely. In Genesis 1, the account of creation is well articulated. God created vegetation on the earth on the third day, birds to fly in the atmosphere, and marine life to swim in the ocean on the fifth day, and animals to inhabit the land on the sixth day. Finally, human beings were created on the sixth day and were given dominion over the animals and every other creation. Does the Bible give any account of the creation of life in the expanse of heaven or outer space? He does not. Therefore, from scriptural perspective, extraterrestrial life or the existence of aliens does not seem reasonable. Although the idea of aliens and UFOs is propagated by Hollywood and novels, we must remember the mere fact that because an idea is popular, that alone is not enough to validate its authenticity. From the mid-20th century, when the matter of aliens and UFOs began to draw researchers' attention, till now, no one can provide genuine evidence that they truly exist. All the stories surrounding it remain as mere speculations, or, at best, prediction that something of such would one day evolve somewhere outside the Earth. Yes, there are a lot of strange and unusual things that happen, but that does not mean that they have to be aliens. As a matter of fact, the issue of aliens creates a great theological problem when deeply considered, especially in terms of the salvation plan God has for humanity. If we say that aliens exist in some parts of the universe other than the Earth, how did they partake in Christ's redemptive grace? Since they are not humans, it is impossible for them to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus, because Jesus only came in the flesh. To assume, on the other hand, that Christ went to their paradigm to live and die for them remains as unscriptural as their existence is. More so, we know from scriptures that Christ didn't die for sins twice, but once and for all. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." If anyone tries to argue that aliens never fell into sin, and therefore has no need for salvation, another question would be, why then is the entire universe affected by the fall of man? Romans 8, 20-22 says, "For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and traveleth in pain together until now." The whole creation of God suffered the consequence of mankind's fall. Consequently, the time is coming when this entire world will be destroyed by God, including the planetary bodies. So, when the issue of aliens is raised, it is like trying to unite an unscriptural notion with Christian perspective of the universe. The idea of extraterrestrial life and the reality of aliens is an evolutionary concept. It does not in any way unite with the scriptural doctrine of the uniqueness of the earth and the special spiritual role of human beings. Of all the spheres of God's creation and how vast the universe is, why is the earth the only place God chose to visit by putting on the nature of a human, dying on a brutal death, and rising from the dead just to restore lost humanity to himself? The Christian perspective of the universe is in sharp contrast to the secular worldview when it comes to alien life. More so, by all indications, scientific evidence supports the scriptural worldview than what is being speculated and unconfirmed. With all the technologies deployed into the study of aliens and UFOs, and the operations that go on in the outer space, no modern observations support the secular belief that the universe is crowded with life. Therefore, we support the scripture and not the secular perspective on the existence of aliens.